the first day. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. That is the end of the reading. And God said, Let there be a dome in the midst of waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. This is the end of the reading.
Good morning. My name is Diane Sager, and I had the privilege of being one of the second grade teachers. And I'd like to introduce the rest of the second grade dream team. We have Scott and Michelle Herrig and Michael Elwing. And now here is our second grade presentation.
Good morning. When second grade thought about our year together in Sunday school, it reminded of us how we are like a big year. God is the source of our power. We are listening to His word and acting like a Christian. Everything runs smoothly. Each person turns toward God and helps another person turn toward God. When we don't treat others kindly, listen to our parents, do our homework, respect our friends or our family members, the gears slow down and everyone is affected. We would like you to think of yourself as an active, turning, learning gear in our church community. Now each second grader would like to share the weekly theme they learned the most from this year. Every week theme was posted in our classroom for us to remember and review.
Hi, my name is Bella, and my favorite theme was God wants us to live for Him.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and my favorite theme was this year, we can ask God to help us with our problems.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and my favorite theme was Jesus wants us to share.
Hi, my name is Tessa Russ, and my favorite theme was God wants us to get along.
My name is Lee Swearum, and my favorite theme is Jesus' birth is good news.
My name is Lily Wareham, and my favorite theme was Jesus wants us to be kind.
We can trust God. My name is Mark Sager.
Hi, my name is Ryan, and my favorite theme was We Can Worship God Anywhere.
Third day. And God said, Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. This ends the reading.
Good morning. I'm Barbara Wells, and I've had the pleasure of working with our third graders this year. I want to tell you about something that we really enjoyed. I think everybody enjoyed doing every Sunday. We liked, we really had a good time sharing our experiences from week to week and talking about our experiences that we're anticipating. And each time we tried to identify the teachings of Jesus Christ in those experiences and also to recognize God's hand upon us through all those different experiences. And now I'd like to introduce Sue Blado, who joined me in teaching, but before that, I want to just say Elizabeth Stein, I'd like her to stand. She has been with us for 4 years now, all through her high school career. She's going on to college, and we're going to miss her greatly. We thank her for her help.
We've had a busy year. We've been studying the books of the Bible and actually the Old Testament books. And we've also been studying the Ten Commandments. And the little necklaces that they're wearing today, we gave them to help them remind them over the summer of their Ten Commandments.
We tried to memorize the Old Testament books of the Bible. This is some of what we've learned about these books. First, we learned about the Old and New Testament. B.C. means before Christ, and A.D. stands for Anno Domini, meaning the year of our Lord. But a lot of people think it means after death. There is so much we learned and will continue to learn, but here are some few highlights from the first two books of the Bible.
Where's Genesis?
I'm here! What happens in the book of Genesis? God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. The Sabbath day. What else?
God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, but they disappointed God by eating the forbidden fruit. What else?
God told Noah to build an ark to save his family and the animals from the rain, which fled the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. What else?
The people of Babylonia wanted to build a tower to heaven, but God wanted them to live on the earth. He made them speak different languages and live in different parts of the world. What else?
Joseph's brothers were jealous of their father, that their father liked him the best, so they sold him to the Egyptians. Joseph became second in command and saved his brothers when they were in need. Where is Exodus?
I'm here.
What happens in the books of Exodus?
First, Moses is born. Then the Egyptian queen finds him in a basket in the river, and he grows up to be the Pharaoh's son. But when Moses fights for the Israelites, who are his real family, he is cast out of the kingdom. What happens next?
God sends Moses to tell the Pharaoh to let the Hebrew slaves be free. But when the Pharaoh refuses, God curses 10 plagues on the Egyptians. Moses and the Israelites then leave by crossing the Red Sea. What happens next?
God gave the Israelites the 10 commandments as laws to live by. In class, we tried to also memorize the 10 commandments. What book comes after Exodus?
Leviticus. In Leviticus, Moses and the leads the Israelites through the desert. Moses then shows them how to obey God and tells them God's rules for living a holy life.
We also learned about Joshua and Gideon and Samson and Delilah and Ruth and Elijah and
Samuel and King David. There are 36 more books in the Old Testament, and we have a small class. So that's a lot more than we can cover today.
Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be the signs, for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day, the seventh day reading.
Thank you for watching our show. We'll be right back after this brief commercial break.
Have you ever wondered what heaven's like? Do you ever feel a bad feeling in your gut when you have done something wrong? Do you feel that Jesus is the kind of guy you can get behind?
Well, we have a church for you.
Are you bored watching TV on Sunday morning? Then get off the couch and head to church. Here at First Congregational Church, you have friendly services, and after church, you get cookies, muffins, and lemonade.
Can you sing?
Can you rap?
Do you like bouncing on moonwalks?
Do you like crafts?
Do you like Oreos?
Have we got a church for you?
Do you like to start your day with a handshake and a good morning? Would you rather spend a few minutes in church and move on to a kid-friendly, age-appropriate lesson about God?
Do you enjoy live musical performances?
Do you enjoy plays?
Do you like driving, movies, popcorn, and pizza?
Do you like making new friends?
Do you like Oreos?
We got a church for you!
Here at 1511 Church Street, we love to give big. We give our time, talents, and treasures. Are you looking to play air hockey, pool, or guitar hero? We can hook you up. Do you know how to pray? Here at church, we pray for you when you're up and pray for you when you're down.
Do you like ice cream?
Do you like bowling?
Do you like ping pong?
Do you like to help others?
Do you like Oreos?
We got a church for you!
Come join us for Oreos later, and we can tell you all about our programs for kids. Pilgrim Fellowship, Faith Finders, Covenant Class, Sunday School, Christmas Workshop, Christmas Pageant, Christmas Play, Junior Choir, Care of Choir, Children's Sunday, Youth Sunday, and Vacation Bible School, and Family Camp.
What? Family Camp?
Yes. Family camp.
Have we got a church for you?
May God add his blessing upon hearing this commercial message. And now back to the show.
Thank you.
the fifth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on every earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. This ends the reading.
Good morning. My name is Katie Herrig. My fifth grade classmates and I have learned how we can gain strength from God, the Bible, and our parents when we have a hard decision to make. And now for our show. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, folks. Today we're representing the Moment of Faith. Wasn't that a wonderful commercial? They surely like Oreos. Now, on with the show. And here's Ruth.
Hi, my name is Ruth. My moment of faith was when my husband died and Naomi said, "Go home, daughter, go home to your mother." But I didn't go home.
Why did you not go home?
Because I felt that it was my responsibility to care for Naomi. So we both moved back to Judah. There I had to work in the fields and collect food for Naomi and me.
What tested your faith in God?
Just having to get up every morning to work and take care of my mother-in-law.
And next is Peter. Peter. Okay, here you are. Hello, Peter, my favorite disciple.
I am faithful to you, but my faith was tested when you were captured by the Romans and I didn't know what to do.
Why did you lie and say you didn't know me? Not once, not twice, but 3 times.
I was afraid to die.
I understand your fear, and your sins are forgiven. How did you overcome your fear?
After I saw you rise from the dead, I knew that I could be strong and spread your teachings in the Word of God. All right.
Next but not least, Esther.
My moment of faith was when I was to go to the camp showers.
My moment of faith was when I was to go to the king, tell him I was Jewish, and tell him Haman was evil. It wasn't easy. It was breaking the law to go to the king without his permission. I freaked out twice, but I realized that I need to help my people. And I finally got the courage to tell him Haman was behind this. I got even more close with God after that moment of faith.
Why was Haman evil?
Haman wanted to kill my people just because Mordecai didn't bow to him. Satan was in his heart. I almost felt bad for him. He tricked my husband into signing a decree that sentenced Jews to death. Every Jew.
Who was this king?
King Xerxes, king of Persia. I'm sure you've heard of me.
Halt! Who goes there? Yeah, why don't you tell us more?
I married Esther because Vashti disobeyed me. Haman tricked me, and Esther, as Esther told you, I wouldn't have done this if I knew my wife's people were being killed. I can't believe Haman tricked me. As soon as I heard Esther's story, I put Haman to death. I can't say it was a real moment of faith, but it was intense.
And what a great costumes, folks. Justin, apparently, was our costume designer. How wonderful was that?
The sixth day, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant-yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every plant for food." And it was so. God saw that he had made everything indeed, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This ends the reading.
If you took part in Faith Finders this year, please come forward. Spread out. You're going to need some room. Spread out. Use the hole. There you go. These are two of our favorite songs from this year's Faith Finders.
Thank you.
you're all sitting down. Everyone that has taken part in a godly play lesson this year, come on down. Godly play. I know there are a couple here at least. Yeah, come on, guys. See this? Let's let that going up see it. This is a calendar. Doesn't look like a calendar, but this is our godly play calendar. This is the entire church year represented in a circle. And these guys are going to tell you about it. Around the outside, there's a string. The string represents what? Yeah. Time. That's right. Time has a beginning. Time passes, and time has a, and time comes together to look kind of like a loop, right? So we have our circle of our church year here, which has three great big fancy holidays, holy days. Two are white, one is red. What's this one? Yeah. Christmas. What's this one? Yeah. Easter. What's whoop? Oh, that's hot. Which one's whoop? What's that one?
Pentecost.
You guys, man, you guys are sharp. Right. These holy days are so amazing that it actually takes time to prepare for them. So we have seasons of preparation. One of them's blue. It's 4 weeks long. Season of preparation to get ready for Christmas. Who remembers what that one's called? Means coming toward. It starts with an A-D, add. You guys remember? No? What do you think? Ad nauseum. Close. Close. That was an awesome answer, people. No. The season of preparation, because that's how you feel by the time Christmas gets around, isn't it? You're so sick of those songs. Now, the season of preparation, the coming toward time, is called Advent. Okay, when God comes close to us in Christmas. The season of preparation for Easter is purple. We just got done with this one. Do you remember what this one's called? Starts with an L. Lent, that's right. Lent, time of preparation to help us get ready for Easter. And you see that Lent is longer than Advent because Easter is an even more amazing mystery than Christmas is. And then Easter, in fact, is such an amazing holiday that it goes on and becomes a season of its own, a white season. Season of Easter in preparation for, what's the hot day?
Pentecost,
that's right. And then, what are all these green ones? Yeah? Ordinary days, that's right. These are the green growing Sundays of the church. So thank you all very much. I'm very proud of you for all that you have learned, especially since... This is the cool thing. I didn't prep any of these guys. This is an example of why godly play works. So, if you like it, give them a hand.
This is the seventh day reading. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. Seventh reading.
Live from First Congregational Church, it's Late Night with Amanda and Zoe. Tonight, Amanda and Zoe welcome the Apostle Paul and reveal their top 10 list of how God shows power in the world. Here's Amanda and Zoe.
Thank you, Merrick. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zoe. And welcome to Late Night with Amanda and Zoe. Amanda and Zoe, where you get the first and last news on what's happening in the Holy Land.
That's right, Zoe. We're Amanda and Zoe, like Alpha and Omega, and today we have a really interesting guest. He's been both a persecutor of the Christians and now one of the leaders in the early church, the Apostle Paul.
He was like, bam, struck down by lightning or something, and suddenly he saw everything in a new light. It's really a fascinating story, and here to tell it all is the Apostle Paul.
Welcome, Apostle Paul.
Thank you, but you can call me Paul. Just don't call me late to dinner.
All right, Paul, let's get right to it. What exactly happened to you on the road to Damascus?
I went by the name of Saul back then, and while I was traveling to Damascus, a blinding light, and I meant that literally, came out of the heavens, and there was Jesus asking me why I was persecuting him. Then I couldn't see.
What happened next?
Here's the Reader's Digest version. I'm blind, I can't eat or drink, I've seen the Lord, and I don't know what to do. They lead me to Damascus. The Lord reveals himself to Ananias, who knows all about what a bad man I've been. But the Lord has a plan for me, and Ananias prays for me, lays his hands on my head, and boom, the lights come back on. And I can see, and I know that I have been saved by the grace of Jesus Christ with the responsibility of spreading his word to Gentiles, to kings, and to the children of Israel.
That is a tremendous and powerful story, which brings us to tonight's top 10 list, the top 10 list of how God shows his power in the world.
Number 10, miracles.
Number 9, love.
Number 8, forgiveness.
Number 7, answered prayers.
Number 6, people, family, and friends.
Number 5, guidance. Number 4, music.
Number 3, gifts, how he rewards the faithful.
Number 2, nature.
Number 1, life after death.
That is an outstanding list, and we're out of time. Hope you can join us next week when our guest is Paul's friend and colleague, Timothy. Bye for now.
So long, everybody.